Penguin Audio presents Affliction by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Guilty Pleasures, 1993. 2013, Affliction. This one's for Anita and me. Here's to another 20 years of facing our fears, solving mysteries, catching bad guys, and finding love. Artists and their art. Mirror and reflection. Yin and yang. The push and the pull. Separate but joined. In the end, it becomes an act of co-creation. Because to truly create art, the artists themselves are recreated. We're taught Lord Acton's axiom. All power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I believed that when I started these books, but I don't believe it's always true anymore. Power doesn't always corrupt. Power can cleanse. What I believe is always true about power is that power always reveals. Robert Caro. When power leads man toward arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the area of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. John F. Kennedy. Chapter 1. My gun was digging into my back, so I shifted forward in my office chair. That was better. Now it was just the comforting pressure of the inner skirt holster, tucked away underneath my short royal blue suit jacket.